Good afternoon, bows and bow ties. So I want to just get right on into it. Comedian Monique's son came out and offered up some information or gave a response to, I guess, Monique's interview on Club Shay Shay and whatever it was. Like he wanted to respond, you know, because Monique has been out in these social media streets, right? And let me just start off by saying this. My mother told me a long time ago that when you are a child, you are not responsible for anything happening to you, any traumas that happen to you, right? You're not responsible as far as something that's inflicted on a parent or a loved one or anything like that, right? But when you are older, you are responsible for getting the help you need, right? You can't control what happened to you in your childhood, but when you move forward in life, as you get older, you are responsible for getting the help you need, seeking the therapy that you need. So I don't think this young man that came out and spoke about comedian Monique's parenting is a bad guy, right? I don't think that at all. But and let me just say this. I am not co-signing Monique's parenting. I don't really want to judge her parenting. I think she may have made some mistakes, and I think she recognizes that, you know, how she parented, this is how I think I understand it, may not have been the best for her son. And so I don't want to co-sign her behavior, but I do want to say this. I think when you see that there is a woman, a mother or whoever who has been through something, right? And then, so she's gone through sexual abuse as a child. And then as an adult, she was out there for a period of time. And I'm not quite sure exactly what her relationship was with her oldest or one of her older children's, the guy that came out spoke with the father, but a person who needed some healing. And so I don't know how that affected her relationship with her oldest, but apparently something did affect her relationship. Okay. So it's kind of like, I'm not saying she's crazy, but if you know somebody is crazy, why would you argue with a crazy person? Or why would you try to reason with someone who's crazy, right? Like they clearly are they don't have the capacity to be reasoned with. And what I am saying is, I get the impression, the feeling, these are my opinions, okay, that this young man, I think, is calling out her questionable mothering back then and today, but she may not have the capacity to be the mother that he wants or needs. And he's going to have to reconcile himself to the fact that she may not be able to give him what it is that he is seeking. So it's not that I'm trying to take her side. What I am saying is she may not have the tools. She may not be healthy enough to give him what it is that he wants. And although he makes some really good talking points about why should I have to go to her, I mean, he is right. But, you know, I think that Monique has been in many unhealthy relationships and has suffered from many unhealthy relationships, and maybe even currently with her husband. I don't know. I'm not in a relationship. Now, do I find it strange that she calls daddy, or any woman who's calling her husband daddy? It's not for me. Dr. Heavenly on the Married to Medicine show calls her husband daddy. I don't call my husband daddy. He is a daddy to my children. The only time I say, hey, daddy, is if I'm referring as far as to my kids' relationship. So if they say, hey, can I do blah, blah, I'm like, ask daddy when he gets home. But when I'm talking about my husband, I refer to him by his name, or I say my husband or something along those lines. So when we talk about Monique and her relationship, relationships past and present, it is clear that she has gone through a series of relationships that may not have been healthy for her. So when her son gets out on social media, I think he is seeking certain things that she may not be able to give him. So he is holding Monique responsible for certain things, and I think it's okay for him to do that. But at the end of the day, he is responsible for his mental health and well-being. I'm not saying he's unhealthy. I'm just saying that if there are expectations from her, from a mother standpoint, I am not sure at this time or ever she can give that to him. And there are things that she knows about herself and things that she has experienced that are most likely traumatizing. I don't know. I have not walked in her shoes. A lot of people want to pour on, I'm sick of her and she's this, she's that. Well, I don't think wrong. So I will be out on this island by myself as far as how the industry has treated her. Is she talking about it a lot? Yes. But it doesn't mean that she's not right because we don't like the manner in which she brings up such information. But when it comes to the son complaining about her relationships with Oprah, whatever it is. I don't even remember exactly what it was that I listened to because I was half listening. I just feel like as much as we want to go in on her parenting or whatever, I want to be clear. Monique may not be capable of being the mother that this young man needs or wants because of her own past experiences. And I think what he is looking for may not be within. She may not have the tools at this time to do it for whatever reasons. There's a barrier there. It could be embarrassment. It could be shame. There's something going on there. But I don't know. What I do know is if you know that your mom went through these things, right? We're all flawed. We're all human. I mean, you know, clearly, obviously, she has gone through something where she could not be the mom that he needed. What I find interesting, besides the fact that I still think she needs to get some therapy, because I do find it strange that she has to be married to somebody that she says is raising her and she calls him daddy. I think the thing that tickles me, if you want to say tickle, is the fact that he likes to go in on what she did or didn't do. At the end of the day, she wasn't the only person responsible for bringing him into this world, right? But I think she's taking the brunt of the blame. I am not so sure. I don't remember. I don't recall because I only remember parts of what he said. And so please excuse me if I miss something. He should be concerned about his overall parenting. You know, what his father, you know, like, it shouldn't be just on her. And I think the reason why I feel so compelled to speak on this is because I'm like, you know, we clearly have a community of individuals, especially men, who just really have issues with their mothers. And they don't seem to take the same umbrage with their fathers. They don't say things like, where was my father while my mother was struggling? I have two parents. Why didn't my father come and rescue me? Why didn't my father help give me? Because a lot of people will say things like, men don't nurture. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Okay, maybe it doesn't look the same as a mother. But men can do things too. And I just feel like when I listen to what parts I have listened to about that fractured relationship, like I said, Monique may not be capable at this point in time of being the mother he needs or wants because of her past trauma and poor relationships. And like my mom has said, you, as a child, you are not responsible for the trauma that is inflicted on you because you were underage. But as an adult, you are responsible for your mental health and well-being. So I'm not saying that he doesn't have the right to call out Monique. What I am saying is, you see it for what it is. She can't, she doesn't know how to be the mom that you need for whatever reasons of things that has happened to her in the past. But more so, I find it interesting that granted, he's responding because she responded, I guess, in the media and stuff like that. But I just kind of feel like you also had a father. And I find it that we can get out here and get on social media, and a lot of people want to go in on her, and I get it. But I'm like, but this young man has a father. And I don't see this same, as people call it, energy. They don't have this same zest for saying, but where was my father to pick up the slack when my mother couldn't? She was not equipped. She didn't have the tools. She was hurting. Yeah, what was I going with this? I think everybody likes to get out there and judge. And I'm not saying that Monique wins Parent of the Year, which is probably the reason why she was able to perform so well on that movie, Precious. Now, I didn't watch the movie because I don't like watching those kind of traumatic movies. But apparently this mother in that movie was so dysfunctional and so broken and other things. Maybe Monique saw something in that. I don't know if it was from her or maybe how she felt when she was violated as a child by her brother or whoever else in the family. I don't know. What I do know is this young man, her son, seems to have issues with the mom. I don't think he was really disrespectful or anything like that, because I think he's allowed to share his feelings. But I find it so interesting that he's willing to go that hard about the mother and never calls out the fact that, hey, Dad, where were you when mom was falling and she couldn't be what I needed? I mean, I just wanted to throw that out there. I just wanted to throw that out there. And this is the reason why you see so many young men out here having issues with Black women. Instead of looking at their childhood in totality, they have to hyper-focus on the parent, because who else are they going to blame, right? They got to blame somebody. So, Mom, this is your fault. And she's part of the problem. But what about that father? You know, I think that there was another point I wanted to make, and I thought I wrote it down, and I completely forgot. This is what I was going to say. I think that this young man is just going to have to get to some sort of peace with knowing that, like, his relationship with his mother is going to take a Herculean effort to get it to a place where he's comfortable. He's also going to have to get to the point where he may have to get with some acceptance, but that it may not ever be what he's looking for, because she is not equipped with him, whatever that is. He's going to have to get that peace and that healing for himself, because he's a grown man now. He's going to have to deal with that. He's going to have to reconcile that. And then he also needs to search within himself, like, why do I want to blame just my mom? Because I had two parents. He needs to figure out, why is it that he's so hyper-focused on mom? And let me tell you something else. Let me tell you where I both fought Monique. You know, a while back, I talked about Brian McKnight, okay? And I was really disgusted with how he was handling this discourse between his children. And the same can be applied to Monique. When you know that you have a child who's suffering in some way, mentally, emotionally, or something like that, why do you want to take to social media? And sometimes it's going to be hard to take the high road, right? Like when Kirk Franklin did the same thing, I would have probably minimized as much as I could. No, it's easy for me to say I'm not in that situation, right? But to take to social media, and I don't know if she really aired out any dirty laundry, but they're going back and forth making these response videos. And I'm like, at what point do you say, okay, I hear you, son. You're hurting, and there's nothing else I need to offer up to for public consumption, right? At what point did we say, hey, look, what can I do to make this right? Instead, so my mom also used to always say, you're so busy trying to be understood rather than seeking to understand. So when you look at what's playing out in the media, on the one hand, it's like you want for Monique to say, okay, no, my son is hurting. And I'm a big part of that pain. But then, on the other hand, you look to that son, it's like, at one point do you say, I don't know if she can ever be the mother that I want or need. She doesn't have the skill set right now, or she doesn't have the tools. I remind her, so I don't know. You know, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there because there's all this going back and forth and everyone wants to judge. And I'm like, well, clearly this woman has not healed. Like I said, if you can have a woman who will refer to her husband as her daddy and say that he's raising me, that already in itself lets you know sometimes it's not worth trying to tear down somebody. If you have a crazy person who's crazy, do you argue with the crazy person? No. Like, it becomes moot at that point. It becomes wasted mental cycles. And so when you have a woman like a Monique or a Dr. Heavenly who refers to her husband as daddy, you already know that these women have some things that maybe they need to work on. There's no need to tear them down. So when you got the public out there, they want to judge her. You know, you ain't this, you ain't that with your son and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and she very well may not be, but do we not offer grace to both parties who are involved? She can't. She can't even see the forest for the hills in her own current relationship. And now I feel like I'm judging, but what I'm saying is when you see that someone is in a space where they can't see outside of it, and they have convinced themselves of things, then how do you expect for her to be able to reconcile certain things with her son and also hold her son accountable for getting the help he needs? And he needs to accept that she may not be able to give him what he wants or needs. He is responsible for that. He's going to have to learn to say, okay, well, look, how do I navigate this relationship with my mom? They both need to figure out how to not get on social media and air this out. It needs to stop. You know, anyway, getting back to it, let me just say this. I am not co-signing Monique's behavior, okay? The interview she did on Club Shay Shay, I agree with much of it. They are my opinions. I can have them. I'm allowed to have them. I don't really care how many people are sick of her and all sort of stuff like that. And yes, do I recognize she has some mess about her? I absolutely do. It doesn't mean she's all wrong. Now, can she probably stop talking about certain things? Yeah. But if she's brought on and she's asked about certain things, to talk about certain things, how are you mad at her for speaking about what is her collection of experiences? If you don't want to hear about it, click off. I'm not sitting here saying that, like, I exalt her or anything like that, but she's not all wrong. And yes, she has some mess about her. We all have some mess about us, right? But I think the reason why this whole scenario with her, for whatever reason, I thought was really interesting was because here we have a Black woman who has been through what she's been through, and we don't have to necessarily like certain things, but why don't we find ways to uplift her? Why don't we find ways to say, hey, sis, like, let's work on the healing, but instead we'd like to poke fun and pick at and all these things. We want to tear her down. She ain't even that funny anyway. Well, a lot of her stuff is dated, right? Her comedy. But the point I'm trying to make is we won't offer up anything meaningful. We won't offer up any sort of solutions. What we like to do is engage in schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. I think that's how you pronounce it. S-C-H-A-D-E-N-F-R-E-U-D-E. And it's when you delight in somebody else's downfall. So anyway, that's just where I'm going with it. I think that she has a lot of mess about her, and she clearly is not in a really good, healthy place. If she were, she wouldn't be referring to her husband as daddy. Because let me be clear, I do not refer to my husband as daddy unless I'm talking to my kids. Hey, talk to your daddy when he gets home. Daddy will take care of that when he gets home, not me or whatever. You know what I mean? But when I'm talking about my husband, he has a name. I do not refer to him as daddy. So that already lets you know where she is. What's going on with her? All right. I think that's pretty much it. I'm curious to see what everybody else thinks about it. You know, hey, by the way, this is a good time to go ahead and give me that thumbs up because I'm amazing in every way. I can do no wrong. I'm curious to see how people are going to respond to this video because so many people want to pour on this woman. I know she's got some mess about her. We all do. Sometimes you got to weed out the noise. I do hope that her and her son take the rest of their squabbles off of the internet. As they say, take us out the group chat, right? They need to take that no more. Similarly, like with like Kirk Franklin and his son, or Brian McKnight and his children, right? That's not for public consumption. And once again, I'm just going to leave this out there for everybody. I know I said it multiple times, but I'm going to say it this last time. What you do when you are an adult, you are responsible for your own healing, your own mental health and well-being. Your parents are no longer responsible for making certain things whole. It would be nice, but you may not ever get it. You may not ever get that closure. And you're going to have to find peace. You're going to have to find a way to create the tools that you need in order to move forward in life. And to think that someone can provide certain things for you, like somebody like Monique, she may not ever be able to give this young man what he's looking for. She may not ever be able to be the mother he desires. So he needs to figure out, how am I going to move forward with that? And number two, why am I hyper-focused on just my mom? Because you also had a father. Why aren't you, do you have the same energy, the same smoke for the dad? Why do you want to place all of this squarely at the foot of the mom? You know she's got some mess about her. All right. That's where I'm at with it. So let me know your thoughts.